And he got $125. So I was up to the church telling about, you know, and I said, I'm even selling worms. I sold $125 for $1.25. And the man said, my Lord, you got any more? I said, yeah, I got two more trees not picked. He said, they're a nickel apiece. I said, well, go down there and pick them.
The worms get in the catawba tree?
Mm-hmm.
They destroy it?
They just eat the leaves. They don't hurt the tree.
That's a good shade tree, isn't it?
Yes, great big leaf, has a beautiful bloom on it. I have one, I have two down there, and I have two back here.
Can you get any fruit off of them?
No, no fruit. They have a bean, but I never did. I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just there, so.
Would folks ever use little things to fish with, little little fish? What do you call them?
Minnows. Yeah, they sell minnows and worms. Crickets. They said all the crickets or roaches you could find. They sell roaches.
Roaches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. No, what I was talking about earlier, that little animal you might find, you ever eat shrimp? Shrimps?
But shrimp's what you can find. So what you talking about? No, I don't eat shrimp. Lots of people do. They have shrimp salad, shrimp cocktail. I don't want any shrimp. Well, I couldn't get that down for nothing. They look too much alive to me.
Now, Miss, what about those, what about the insects you have around here? What, something that might fly around the night, light at night?
Oh, we just have word on them. I don't know what they are. We have some kind of little ant-looking thing flies around, you know, coming around the light. And, of course, we have a lightning bug, and I don't know, just plenty of insects that fly around at night.
Yeah. You got the ones that, get in your house and might lay eggs in your clothes. What do they call?
Silverfish.
You ever had to put out little balls of white little balls to, in your clothes to?
Moth balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put those balls in there where the.
The silverfish or the moth? Moth, uh-huh. Yeah, that's a little flying. Moth, the flying, little flying thing.
You get them around here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know when I have seen one. I have a man, that red man. No, it's not red man. What's his name? Red man's the tobacco. What's his name? Red something. Anyhow, they're insecticide. He comes once a month and sprays my house. Because it's old, and I know what might come in. It even kills the spiders, the flies, and mosquitoes, and wasps. It killed wasps. He said he didn't know whether it would or not, but it did. I have lots of wasps. When it gets warm, they come out. And that.
Boy, those are bad.
They are bad. And it killed that, and then roaches. I haven't seen one, and I don't know when.
Do you have any different kinds of wasps?
Well, there's a black wasp, a red wasp, but they're all wasps to me.
Have you got the kind that maybe builds a mud thing on?
Oh, that's a dirt dauber. They look like a wasp, but that's a dirt dauber. They won't bother you. Yeah, I have those. And then we have a stink bug, something that flies around. They're kind of flat and about like your thumb nail.
Sounds nasty.
If you touch them, it's nasty.
And what about the ones that nest in the ground, those stinging animals?
Bumblebees nest in the ground. Yellow jackets do. Yeah. But bumblebees in the ground, too. I was cutting hay out here, and I went out there to see about them, and they were down the hill from me, and I was sitting up here in the car, and I heard Rufus holler, and I said, oh, he's in a bumblebee's nest. And they all struck to me, came to me as hard as they could come. And I said, lion waller, lion waller, there's right on them, you know. So Rufus never did stop. Those bees, the bumblebees, came onto the car. And the boys, there's three little white boys out there, they lay down, wallowed, and got rid of them. I reckon they must have flown over them. But they didn't have them get stung. But if they were in the ground, they cut them up when they was cutting hay.
Mm.
So they're in the ground. And I know the There's a hornet, but he builds a nest.
Yeah, big ones.
Mm-hmm.
You got any different kinds of them?
No, not the hornet's a hornet.
You don't stay around and look at them?
Huh? No. Mm-mm. I'll take that wood for it.
Oh, have you got that kind of animal, that kind of insect that you find maybe hovering around a lake? They'll fly after something, you know. They'll just sit and hover around a lake, and they eat. They might eat insects or any other sort of mosquitoes or something.
Not would a snake doctor do that?
Yeah, y'all got that here.
Mm-hmm. Snake doctor.